This is Tori Watson. I'm just in Belfast following Belfast Pride's parade, and I'm joined by
Rachel O'Reilly
and
Isabel Booth.
And Rachel, what was your role today in Belfast Pride?
I'm actually responsible for the Pride Live campaign that we started this year. It's basically we're trying to target social media because that is the way to market events at the minute. So we've been on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook all day. You know, letting people know what's going on, live tweeting the parade to let them know what's happening and, you know, if they can't see or if they're not here. Because I know a few people were deterred by the weather, but we still have a brilliant crowd, so.
How has coverage been received online?
Very, very well. Overwhelmingly so, I would say. I was very impressed because, you know, I have it's linked to my Twitter on my phone. And the minute I'd clear, because I can only get 20 notifications at a time, and the minute I'd clear 20 of them, another 20 would come through. It's just people favouriting and retweeting and then responding as well. We've had a lot of, positive responses being like, you know, we know it's raining, but, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing brilliant. So, you know, it's great. It's a very, very positive response. Great feeling about it.
So overall, it's been received really well then. What would be your highlight from the parade today?
What would be my highlight? I really like Nando's. I've got to say, I really like Nando's because they had samba drums and they had t-shirts that said "Worth coming out for," which I thought was hilarious. It was great to see Queen's Student Union President Kieran Gallagher. He was there behind NUSUSI, which is led by Fergal McFerrin and Rebecca Hall. So that was great to see them, just because I went to Queen's, so it was like, yay, people I know. What else? A lot of the nightclubs, El Divino, Boombox, All Lemons had great, you know, really good party vibe about them, which, you know, just kept the crowd going, even though it's, you know, miserable weather, but excellent attitude from everybody, you know.
And you were part of the parade today as well.
I was part of the parade today. It was fantastic. There were balloons. There were people shouting and screaming for us all the way through the route, which was fantastic to see, especially around the front of City Hall as it got a wee bit bigger. But again, I'm going to have to say the Nando's band was absolutely brilliant. It kept the whole crowd going. So I think it was fantastic, even with the rain.
So you're glad you came today and battled the weather elements?
I am so glad that I came and battled the weather. It was brilliant.
So many people who've been here at the Pride event, what have you thought of the concert so far?
I know it's brilliant. Regardless of the rain, it's just a good atmosphere and everyone doesn't care and everyone looks drawing breath together, so it's all right.
So it's been worthwhile then, venturing out in the bad conditions?
Oh, 100%. Love it. Every year.
And were you at the parade earlier on? Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Did you see? And what stood out for you at the parade?
The boombox parade, the float. It was great.
And what was on the float then?
Loads of people dancing and there was loads of live music.
And are you surprised at the turnout you've seen today with so many people coming out in the rain?
Surprisingly, yeah, with the rain. There's a few people who are hiding, but, you know, everyone else out having a good time. It's good.
So you've thoroughly enjoyed it and you come back again?
Oh, every year. Every year we're here.